Black Point Estate was built on the shore of Lake Geneva in 1888 for Chicago beer baron Conrad Seip and his wife Catherine. This 20-room, multi-million-dollar summer cottage is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A tour of the house with Conrad Seip's great-grandson, Bill Peterson, reveals a home bursting with one family's memories. During the first summers at Black Point, there would be 15 or 16 family members staying on for the entire season.
And it was always that way. My mother remembered when there were three in every bedroom. The women always kept the thing on an even keel.
Moving through the first floor, Peterson stops in the now silent music room, where he reminisces about his family and playing in the children's orchestra.
My grandmother was a very good pianist. She played here every night. And her one sister was a very fine violinist.
All over the Queen Anne-style mansion, there are remnants of another time, another way of life. The writing desks, a century-old dollhouse, a stray spinning wheel, original china. Peterson points to a fireplace with a pottery facade depicting a childhood scene.
There's a Latin lesson going on here. The kid is reciting a Latin declension, hic haec hoc, which I used to have to know.
117 years of family gatherings took place at Black Point, many of them in the opulent dining hall that dominates the first floor. The dining room table could seat 40 people on great occasions. Peterson takes a moment to point out the crystal chandelier and the unusual burlap wallpaper.
This has always been kept, because Mother remembered the man doing the stencil work. One of my grandmother's sisters taught school in Puerto Rico right after the Spanish-American War, and she came back with these things.
Peterson walks up the stairs to the second floor, where there's a maze of 13 bedrooms and the house's one original bathroom.
That's where the chamber pots come in.
At the end of the second floor hallway, Peterson unlocks the door leading to a spiral wooden staircase that goes to the crown of the house.
There we go. Now, watch your head when we get near to the top.
After a slow climb, Peterson reaches a tower that provides a stunning lake view. Looking down towards the lake, Peterson gestures to where the guests would arrive by steamer ship, their luggage ferried to the house by horses. High property taxes and the migration of Conrad Seip's descendants away from the Midwest played their part in the family's decision to open up Black Point Estate as a public museum. Protracted legal battles may have delayed the transfer of the deed for several years, but Peterson says the family's commitment to the project remained.
People who want to see what living was like 125 years ago. It'll be a tourist attraction to some extent. There'll be educational stuff for school children.
A nonprofit organization will run Black Point Estate and lease it from the state of Wisconsin. A conservation easement will permanently protect the 7 acres of wooded land and 600 feet of undisturbed shoreline included in Black Point. The doors should be open to the public by the summer of 2007. Inviting new generations to meander through this icon of another time. Marcy Roland Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Lake Geneva.